program is brought to you in living color.
That would be interesting. Welcome to the program. I'm Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. And if you don't believe me, here's what it sounds like.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Even if you don't like that sort of thing.
Whatever.
Here we go again. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
That's right.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Nothing makes me happier than to spend this time with you.
Aww.
I know, it's sweet. I'm a sweet man. I'm very sweet. I am suffering so much from allergies. Yesterday I was sitting in a chair inside of my house looking out the window, chewing gum, singing rap songs to myself. If you believe any of that, then you're very gullible. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the pollen fall from the trees like it's rain. It was raining men. I mean, pollen. I ain't going out there. Because all of a sudden, I became allergic to things. Through my entire life, I wasn't allergic to anything. And then when I got older, I started sneezing a little bit, and my nose started running all over the place. And I said, like, what's going on? This isn't me. Who are you with this runny nose? The older I get, the more my nose runs. It's running away with everything. And I don't understand that. What's up with this pollen thing? I thought I was allergic to grass. Then I thought I was allergic to tree pollen. Now I think I'm allergic to the human race, and that could be a problem. Actually, it's not a problem because I don't interact with them all that much anyway. But I'm serious. So last time I went to my doctor, which is always an event. I mark it on my calendar. I have cake. It's an event for me to go to the doctor. It's quite an undertaking. It really is. I have to decide what clothes to wear specifically because when I go to the doctor's office, the first thing they do is they weigh me like I'm a side of beef or something. And I'm on open market. They weigh me. And I always want to weigh less than I did before because otherwise they write in a doctor's report, Ron became a fat pig, isn't doing what we asked him to do. He's going to die very quickly. I want the report to say, Ron's very disciplined. He's looking fantastic. He lost weight. What a fine specimen. That's what I want to hear. I want to be complimented when I go to a doctor's office. I don't want the doctor to say to me, what did you do? What happened to you? I don't want that. I want the doctor to say, ooh, looking good, Ron. That's what I want. I don't know why I want validation from my doctor. Well, it's because I pay them a lot of money, and I want validation. It's like, you know, it's like tipping a maitre d' at a restaurant. You know, if I tip you money, I want a good table. So I dress in the lightest clothing possible. I take my wallet out of my pants. I take my shoes off. I take my keys out. I wear basically nylon pajama pants that have no weight to them whatsoever. and I wear the lightest t-shirt I can possibly find. I'll actually weigh my clothes ahead of time to make sure I've chosen the lightest clothes possible. So when, because you can't take your clothes off when they weigh you, that's going a little too far. So you wear the lightest clothes possible, you know. No hats, no belts, nothing that could weigh you down. And that's the game I play with them. I play games with my doctor. I try to deceive them. Yeah. It's like going to the dentist. Before you go to the dentist, I go home, I brush my teeth, I make sure I'm flossing so that when I show up at the dentist will say, Ron, your teeth look good. You've been taking care of your teeth, haven't you? I just want the validation. It's all smoke and mirrors. I told you the story about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I think it was 6 years ago. No, it was about 3 months ago. I told you the story. It was fun. I went to the eye doctor, to the optometrist, I think is what you call them, technically. And I cheated. I memorized the letters and numbers that were on the eye chart before the doctor walked into the little waiting room. I memorized them. And then the doctor tells me to read the chart, and I read it perfectly. And she looks at me, and she doesn't say anything because she knows my eyes are screwed up. She says, how could this guy read the chart perfectly? He must have memorized it. What a pitiful moron this guy is. I don't know why I cheat these doctors like this just to impress them. I don't know why I do that. What's up with that, Ron? So anyway, so I wear light clothing, and that's the bottom line to that. So anyway, so I do have these allergies. So I went to the doctor, and I said, Doctor, I've developed allergies over the years. The older I get, the more allergies I have, and I'm very concerned about it. Should I be prescribed medicine or something? And she just said to me, she said, no, that's too bad. That's a shame. You got a lot of allergies? That's a shame. She said, Ron, you know, stop it. They said, just stop it. Just stop being a baby. That's a way we should treat each other in life. Instead of just placating each other, we should just kind of, you know, just stop it. Just stop being a baby. Just stop being so stupid, will you? That's what I want to do. I want to be honest, but I can't because then people don't like you. People don't like honest people. They always say they do, but they don't. People don't want to hear the truth. They say they want to hear the truth, but they don't. It's, you know, I went to the supermarket yesterday because I eat food. And I went to the supermarket and I bought some stuff. And the cashier says to me, did you find everything you were looking for? And she always says this to me. And I always feel like saying, oh, shut up. They make you say that, don't you? Don't care if I found everything I was looking for. And if I didn't, it's too late. I'm already paying for the stuff. And if I didn't find anything I was looking for, I'll just go to the next store down the street. You lose. You know, if you don't make it prominent enough for me to see it, then I'm not buying it. You know, like, but you can't be that honest. You can't. Cashier's always asking me if I want paper or plastic, and I feel like saying, shut up with that thing. Shut up. Do you want me to wear a little badge on my clothes that say paper or plastic so you don't have to ask me anymore? Look, just here's the food I want. Stop talking to me. I told you the story also. I went to a supermarket called Shaw's. It's in the Boston area here. And every time, this very nice cashier, every time I'm being checked out, cashier says to me, ooh, the ravioli. I'm going to get this tonight. That's a good price for the ravioli. I love ravioli. Good choice. Good choice, Ron. Good choice, Ron. Now sit, roll over. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you got the Sara Lee 40 calorie per slice bread. That's very good. That's like 7 grains. That's very healthy for you. Good choice, Ron. Good choice. Oh, Ron, you got the chocolate chip ice cream. I love chocolate chip ice cream. I'm going to have to get some of that a little bit later on when I leave today. I'm going to pick up a half gallon of that chocolate. That looks really, really good, Ron. Good choice. Good choice, Ron. You're not supposed to hit these people, but you feel like giving them a good smack in the face. You know, like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Just shut up. And I know you're trying to be friendly, but you're playing with me. That's your plan. You'd say that to every customer. It's not just Ron that made the good choice with the chocolate chip ice cream. The next person's going to have like a dozen donuts. You're going to say, oh, donuts, they're fantastic. I love donuts. I got to get myself some donuts too. I mean, just stop it. Just stop being, I don't like to be made phony of. Don't placate me like that. I don't like that phony stuff. I can tell when you're being phony and that's phony. Stop phoning it in. I say things on this show that I can't say to people's faces. Maybe that's why I do this. Maybe that's why you listen. We do this show every single weekday, a brand new episode. They're all housed on the Podbean Network, over 1,000 of these episodes. You can also you can also find us on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart. Oh, man, SoundCloud, it's just, you know, enough is enough. If you've written a book or something like that and you'd like to be interviewed on this program or you have an interview idea, you can contact me at ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. That's not free. You have to pay for the interviews. That's how I make my money. But other than that, help yourself. I went to the zoo a couple of weeks ago, rather a large zoo. It was it's Roger Williams Park Zoo. It's in Providence, Rhode Island. Very, very nice zoo. Very, very nice animals. I love those babies. They're all the animals are there, and they're very, very nice people. They're very, very nice animals. But after a while, I start to feel a little bit guilty. See, I can't go through life just doing what I'm doing. I have to analyze everything. Nothing is just the way it is to me. There's always something going on. It's a problem that I have. That's why I don't sleep well. So I'm at the zoo, and I'm looking at the giraffes, which are very, very long necks on those things, huh? Whoa, whoo, whoo, whoo. Very long necks. Wow. So there's all these people, and they're marveling at the giraffes. And the giraffes, there's two giraffes there, and they're just walking around. They're not doing anything. They're just, like, walking around. Every once in a while, they'll have some grass or some hay, whatever those things eat. And they're just walking around, and all the people are just, they're just oohing and aahing these two giraffes. And I'm thinking to myself, what if I were one of those giraffes? I'd be looking at all those people looking at me, and I would say to myself, look at those stupid schmucks. What the hell are they looking at? I'm just walking around. Why are they staring at me like this? What's their problem? It's like they've never seen a giraffe before. Don't you watch cartoons? What if it were the other way around, and the animals were the loose patrons, and there were a couple of human beings, Bob and Sid, behind a fence, just walking around, you know, just walking around in the pasture, just Bob and Sid, just like going, just walking back and forth. And Bob and Sid would turn around and say, why are all these animals staring at me like this? Are they going to eat me? I think they are. I think someday they're going to eat me. Why are they staring at us? We're just walking around on the grass. We're not doing anything. If we were building a house or something, I can understand why people might want to look on and watch our progress, but we're just like walking around here. We're not doing anything. What's the point of this? Why are we doing this? And why are they staring at us? Bob and Sid would go crazy eventually. It's strippers are the same thing. If you go to a strip club, strippers, they get on a stage. They walk around a pole. They're just on a stage. They're just walking around. They're not doing anything. They're just walking around. They hold on to the pole and they walk around the pole. And you got like 50 guys sitting there screaming at them, throwing money at them. And the strippers got to say to themselves, why are they doing that? We're just walking around a pole. I mean, true, we don't have a lot of clothes on here, but what's their problem, man? Why are all these guys going so crazy just because we don't have that much clothing on? We're just walking around a stage touching a pole now and then. I go, what's the big deal here? Why are they going so crazy over us? We're just two people on a stage walking around a pole. It's the same kind of thing. They're not doing anything. They're just standing there, just nothing. There's no talent. It's the same with the animals. Why are all these people staring at us? By the way, I have no answer to that. I just find it fascinating that this is the way that we relate to things. We're amazed at things that are already there. I'm not sure how that works. In this zoo, they have deer and goats and sheep, and people go crazy. They get feed. There's a little thing that, you know, sheep feed, whatever you call this stuff. And, you know, it's a quarter, and you put the feed in your hand, and then the goat and the sheep and the chickens, whatever, they come over and they eat out of your hand, and we just go crazy. We go, oh my God, this is so fantastic. What's so fantastic about it? Animals are hungry. You got little food in your hand. They come over, they eat it. What's the big deal? They're animals. It's not like this is the only animal, this is the only sheep on the planet. Look at it now. I mean, what is that about? I have deer in my backyard. I don't go out there with my handful of deer feed and go, why do we make such a big deal out of these things? We're fascinated by the things that already exist. I mean, I don't quite understand that. These are things that exist in nature all the time. You don't go to your backyard and get on your knees and pick a blade of grass and go, look at this grass. Look at how green the grass is in my backyard. It's beautiful. You don't do that. It's grass. It's there all the time. What's the big deal with you? What's this ooh and ah stuff going on here? All right. What can I tell you? Man, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But these days, you'll find me knocking out customers with the food at my restaurant, Betty's Cupcakes.
And that would be headshots.
Headshots. Take it from me, every meal we serve at Weedy World...
Headshots?
...at Headshots is a world champion. Whether you're a lightweight, middleweight, or a heavyweight like me, bring your appetite to Charlie's Bait and Smokes.
Bobby, let's try headshots.
Two headshots. Try our new spicy chicken piazzole or some classic meatballs. And do you know where you'll find the juiciest, tenderest steaks in town? That's right, the Pet Depot.
Headshots again.
Headshots. We serve up a 28-ounce porterhouse that'll hit you so hard you won't remember eating it. So treat yourself to a night out soon at Wo Hop Fung's Authentic Chinese Laundry.
Wow, so wrong on so many levels. Headshots.
That's right, headshots. Every Thursday night, get 10% off when you mention my name, Bobby Marone. I'll see you soon at Mistress Elena's Domination Dungeon.
That explains so much, but headshots.
Headshots. You know, maybe we ought to start writing these things down.
That would be what the paper in your hand is for, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you right back at you. Jennifer Emmett is Senior Vice President for Content, National Geographic Kids and Family, my favorite book series ever.
What a compliment. You know, we appreciate that.
It is. This is the almanac for 2019, I guess, huh?
That's right. National Geographic Kids Almanac.
Yeah, tell me is it like an almanac, the almanac that we're somewhat familiar with as adults? Is it same?
Well, it's not your grandparents' almanac. This is jam-packed with 500 pictures. It's got 352 pages. It's got thousands of facts. And basically what it is, it's your portal on the world. So this is the kind of book that you want to have on your in your house, on your family bookshelf. Look it up, browse, keep it out on the coffee table, have it be in the back seat for sort of a travel survival guide. It's perfect for summer reading. It'll keep kids reading every day because there's something to discover on every single page. Like, you could leaf through and find out that in Japan, there is a robot hotel.
Wow.
The robot hotel is run completely by robots. They have robots washing the windows, doing the vacuuming. What? They have robot fish in the lobby tank. And when you get there, there's a robot velociraptor, a dinosaur wearing a bellhop hat who greets you and welcomes you to this hotel.
Oh, my God.
So the book is full of crazy fun things to discover.
That's incredible.
And it also has a really strong message around conservation because National Geographic, of course, believes in protecting our planet and encouraging kids to be the next generation of stewards of the planet. So we have a program that we're running in the Almanac this year around saving lions. Because could you imagine a world without lions?
No. I cannot.
And it's terrible to think of, but the sad fact is there are only about 20,000 left, so they are endangered. We work with an explorer called Tondwe Mitwa. She tracks and observes lions in Africa to help boost their numbers in the wild, and she's sponsoring this year's Almanac Challenge, where we are encouraging kids to make a poster about lions with a message about saving lions. Mm-hmm. And if they send it in to National Geographic, to our website, they are entering for a chance to win $500.
Cool.
Plus, they will help save lions. So it's natgeokids.com/almanac. And it's our Saving Lions, our Lions Forever Challenge.
And there's a nice big lion on the cover.
That's right. And lions are amazing. They can eat 40 pounds of meat in one setting. That's like eating 160 hamburgers.
Yeah, so does my brother. So I don't know about that.
Their manes get darker as they get older.
Yeah.
So instead of like us with our hair getting white, their manes get darker.
Isn't that cool?
And and they are survivors. The lions in Africa's Kalahari Desert survived droughts by eating juicy melons. So that was unexpected to me.
I would not expect that from a lion. What is the target age group?
So this book really does work for ages 6 to 14, but probably with a sweet spot around 8 to 12. And there are tons of sections in here. There's something for everyone. There's amazing animals. There's going green. There's science and technology. History happens. Culture connections. And it's a great reference book. It has information on every single country of the world, all the states, all the presidents, world celebrations, map reading tips. But beyond that, it has these inspirational pieces of information that just spark curiosity and help keep kids' minds engaged. Over the summer, I liked reading the section about Vikings. Mm-hmm. So, contrary to popular belief, Vikings' helmets did not have horns, but they did ice skate on skates made of animal bones. So, I like that that mental picture of the ice skating Vikings.
Wow! And a lot of people don't know that Vikings also ate typically 40 pounds of meat a day. Did you know that? I'm confusing
that.
This
is like in common with the lions.
Okay, I'm confusing the two. I'm going to blow your cover here, Jennifer, because you told me about the age group, you know, and the target group age thing is, but I'm telling you, adults, more than children, I think, will enjoy this book. I'm serious about it. Now, I'm a little older than 14 years old. Not much, but a little bit in dog years. And I'm fascinated by this book. I could not put the thing down. And I'm not just saying it because I'm talking to you. I learned more stuff here than I did in an entire 18 years of public school education and 4 years of college. I'm telling you, I know more now from this book than I did from almost two decades of learning. It's really interesting.
It is fascinating. I learned with this year's edition that bees will visit 5 million flowers to make one jar of honey.
Wow.
I mean, it's just extraordinary. You think of something that you see around and you're worried about, you just saying, don't sting me, and then to know that.
Yeah.
Just inspires that sense of wonder that we really want kids to have about the world.
Kids, you keep saying kids, I'm telling you.
and you.
Kids and me.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, if this book was in every doctor's waiting room, when the nurse practitioner comes out and says, okay, the doctor will see you, I think most people would say, tell the doctor I'll be with him later. I'm in the middle of this.
Right. That's right. There's a cool invention in this. Somebody invented shoes that sync up with your smartphone to give you directions. So if you're walking around the city or around the town, they'll vibrate to tell you whether you need to go left or right to get to your destination.
Wow, this is great. I wish I could actually live the things that are in the book. They're also, these facts are unbelievable. And then they talk about the presidents, some stuff about them. Most people can't even name all the presidents or even like five of them, but this gives you a little capsule summary of each one. And it's just fascinating to see that even their pictures, how even fashions changed. I mean, just even that, it's just incredible.
It is a great collection, and then you
so
just
cool.
sort of have that instant get. And I was fascinated to learn that Taft was a wrestler.
Yes.
He used to wrestle in college.
He looked like a wrestler. He definitely did.
Yeah, I think he could have taken anyone down.
Yeah, I think so too. You can also travel the world inside this book and learn about weather and climate, which I know is also very near and dear to National Geographic, the planet and the Earth, and preserving its beauty as we tend to go around and destroying it little by little and then doing little about it. So this is, it also brings to light that and about how beautiful the planet is and everything that exists upon it. except for people, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a spotlight on every continent. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite pictures in the book is in the Wonders of Nature section. There's a beautiful picture of the Grand Prismatic Spring at Yellowstone, mm-hmm. which, if people recall, is at the heart is blue, and then it goes to aqua, and then yellow and orange. And that coloration is from heat-loving bacteria
yep.
who live in the spring. So that's one of the extraordinary sights in our country that I hope
cool.
all kids and you will get to see
Thank
someday.
You. Thank you for throwing me, because, yeah, I made that point. Not only, you know, it's an almanac because there's an index in the back. There's so much information, so many different subject matters that there's actually an index in a book. So it's pretty cool. It's available everywhere. It's just come out?
That's right. It's just come out. It's wherever books are sold. It's 352 pages, so all those facts of the index yeah. help you navigate. It's jam-packed.
There it goes. And the great thing is, if you're interested beyond, you know, it gives you little teases about everything and pertinent information. If you're interested in subject matter, you can go ahead and find it elsewhere to pursue it. So it does open up a child's mind and mine to explore further, because they're now stimulated by this idea and these images. So it's an excellent concept, and congratulations to yourself and your staff there for doing this, and also get you into the other National Geographic kids books, of which there are many. What website do we visit to find out about all the other editions?
It's natgeokids.com,
mm-hmm.
and there's lots to explore on that website, and I hope that you'll check it out. Maybe you'll like
sure.
that one, too.
And maybe you'll start a new website, natgeokidsandron.com.
Yes, perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Jennifer. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a wonderful summer.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And you thank you, bye. Thank you for having me as well today. I'll be with you again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, I wish you peace.